This afternoon we're going to think about the Psalm 146. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth for ever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign for ever and ever. Even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The final section of the book of Psalms begins at this Psalm 146. It ends with the Psalm 150. This little group of Psalms are anonymous. Indeed, there may be more than one author of this little group of Psalms. This little group is known as the Second Hallel. The first Hallel begins at the Psalm 113 and ends with the Psalm 118. This is known as the Egyptian Hallel. This last group is known as the Second Hallel. Now, the word Hallel means to praise. And the reason why these Psalms have this title is that they all begin and end with the same words. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. This is the word hallelujah. The word hallelujah has become trivialized. We hear it in pop songs. When people are happy, we hear them shouting, hallelujah. But do they really know what they're saying? If this precious word is not being used to praise God, it is being taken in vain. It is tantamount to a blasphemy. Never ever use the word hallelujah unless you're using it to praise God. The word hallelujah means praise ye the Lord. And this little group of Psalms is totally taken up with praising God. It is wholly appropriate that the book of Psalms should end with such a strong emphasis upon praise. There are two aspects to the book of Psalms. It is a book of praises and it is also a book of prayers. Some of the prayers are difficult. Aye, even dark. The psalmist is undergoing enormous trials. He has been afflicted with tragedy. He has been betrayed. He has been bereaved. He is broken and stricken. He doesn't know where to turn. So he turns to the Lord in the midst of his darkness. But whenever we come to the end of the book of Psalms, all of these dark times are over. And it is as if the book is bringing us out of the shadow into the brightness of the light, when the worshipper is filled with the radiance of God, with the glory of God, and when he can do nothing else but praise the Lord. And perhaps you are broken, destitute, afflicted. I want you to think about the greatness of God, the love of God. And in thinking of that, I want you to give your life to the Lord, that you will come from the darkness into the light, that you will be able to say from the depths of your being, praise the Lord, hallelujah, because this is what God has done for me. This Psalm 146 teaches us that we can really trust the Lord. We can trust no one else, but we can trust the Lord. Verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes. One of our frailties is that we are often guilty of trusting people. Trusting good people that let us down. Trusting good people who turn out to be bad people. Trusting good people who are simply flawed and cannot keep their promises. We should never trust in princes. We should trust in the Lord. William the Conqueror was the great warrior king. He triumphed over Harold 1066, seizing England as his. In 1087, he went to war again, this time against the King of France. The King of France had claimed territory near Normandy that William believed was his, and so he crossed the channel to defend his lands against the King of France, but when fighting the King of France, his horse stumbled, William fell forward and was fatally injured in what was really a riding accident. He was dying. His body was taken down to a monastery near Rouen in France. And when his body was laid in that monastery, his nobles watched on as the great conqueror of England passed away. As soon as he died, all of his barons, they left his body and they went to their lands to defend their territory. His nearest servants, they stripped him of his riches, they stripped him of his clothing even. And the great conqueror of England was left lying there on a cold stone floor, naked. But that's how it is for us all. Job said, "Naked I came into the world, and naked I leave the world." We take nothing with us. We're all a destitute people when it comes to the end. We cannot trust in ourselves, for we're only lumps of flesh. And we cannot trust in men, for men will fail us. They're all flawed creatures. All we can do is trust the Lord. And if we are going to be sure of eternal life, we need God's grace in our lives. And whenever we experience God's grace, we will have the happiness of which the psalmist wrote of here in the verse 5 when he said, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God." What are you trusting today? Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your own morality. Don't trust in your own religion. Don't trust in your church. Don't trust in your spiritual leaders. Trust the Lord. He alone can save you. Give your life to him. Give your heart to the Lord. He alone can be your Saviour and Redeemer. I love the words of the verse 9. "The Lord preserveth the strangers." We are all strangers. We're strangers to God. We are like the lost sheep. We have abandoned our shepherd. We have gone out in the mountains. We're exposed to all kinds of danger. And we don't know the shepherd. Perhaps you've been wandering, running from God. You're a stranger to God. But God brings the stranger in. He makes the stranger one of his children. Oh, will you come and embrace the Lord today? Hear his voice. He's coming to seek you. He's coming to find you. He's coming to rescue you. Will you submit yourself to him that you might be transformed from being a stranger into being a son or daughter of God? The opposite of being a stranger preserved by the Lord, a stranger welcomed in by the Lord, is to follow the way of the wicked. And verse 9 also says, "The way of the wicked, he turneth upside down." If you follow the path of sin, your life will be turned upside down. You'll never achieve anything. You'll never be satisfied. And ultimately, your soul will be lost forever. You be the stranger that is welcomed into the family of the Lord, that you will have stability and security forever. And then throughout eternity you will say, as the psalmist said, "Hallelujah, praise ye the Lord." I thank you so much for listening.